Suzanne, you're a body language expert, and you obviously know people very well, and you know how awkward people can be at times. So I thought maybe, first of all, I could ask you about how to handle it when you're going to meet your partner's family for the first time.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's a biggie. And I mean, that even for after the first time, it can still be a biggie. I think some of the things we've got to think about is being prepared. You know, we prepare all the presents and our clothing and maybe even the food that we're taking, but we don't always prepare ourselves or as a couple. And that's something that's really, really important, is to actually think about, you know, working as a team when you go to like a family event, whoever's family it is, and set a good foundation for the relationship. So beforehand, you talk to each other about, you know, what are your family traditions, behaviors at Christmas, you know, what are the difficulties? There's a lot of expectations around Christmas or any family event that really can set up a lot of problems for people. And, you know, we want it to be a connecting time, not a disconnecting time. And even if your family or some people in your family may be difficult or challenging to deal with, it doesn't mean you two as a couple need to disconnect. It can actually make you more connected to each other if you actually talk to each other about it.
Let's say you have a difficult mother, a mother who you don't get on with particularly well or something. Is it best to tell your new partner that your mother's difficult, or is it best to tell them that you don't get on with them? Like, what's the best way of handling that? Because the mother might be perfectly fine, you know.
Yeah, she might be fine with them, exactly. And it might be about, you know, the relationship that you have with them. Or I would certainly think about saying that, you know, you find it challenging with your mother, and maybe for specific reasons, if you can think about the reasons that they are, and that you'd like their support in that. If you can actually check in with each other when you're in a family event, I think that's really, really important, because one of you may be having an absolutely wonderful time and, you know, getting on with Uncle Harry and what have you, but the other person might be really, really struggling. So having sort of like little cues with each other where, you know, you wink at each other or something, using your body language, you could have a really loud nose blow or, you know, make it fun so that you've got some cues to actually help support each other, really.
Imagine this. You're invited to a New Year's party.
Yes.
You are single, you don't know a lot of people, you'd love to meet new people, you'd love to make a good impression.
Yeah.
What is the best thing you can do going into something like that, to a New Year's party where you're hoping that 2017 is going to be the year that you meet new and interesting people and maybe the love of your life?
Again, the main thing is prepare yourself. You know, make yourself feel fantastic before you go in, and don't be attached to the outcome of, I have to have a partner by the end of the evening. Make it about, you know, I actually just want to go meet new people, and actually I want to experience what this feels like, me feeling good about myself in a situation, rather than it being about, I have to have a man or I have to have a woman. You know, if you make it about yourself feeling good, you'll naturally start to attract people. Make sure that your body language is as open as possible, which to do that can make you feel quite vulnerable. So keep pressing pause, you know, and connecting with yourself, and that allows you to be more open. And people will naturally start to gravitate towards you. And just go and ask some other people about them. People love to be listened to. You know, we really need to feel like we're valued and important. And that's a very attractive feature.
Suzanne, I know you're not an alcohol expert, but in these situations, does alcohol help or hinder?
It depends on the amount. I think one glass, you know, as long as you don't have an adverse reaction to that, one glass can give you a little bit of Dutch courage, as it were.
Yeah.
However, well, once we start to get into 2, 3, 4, 5, then we're starting, the inhibitors go down. And yes, you may feel more relaxed, but the chances of it then escalating further on down the track into people being upset can be a problem. Know what your own limits are. I mean, obviously, if you're driving, you need to be mindful of that anyway. But one glass is probably, you know, really, really good to relax you, but don't use it as a relaxant. Use other things as a relaxant and have it because you want it, not you need it.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably the best thing I can say about that.